This is Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scurble, and this week on Wordmaster, the language of cliches.
These are phrases that lose meaning when we use them all the time. Take the expression 24/7. That's another way of saying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When I first heard it, it sounded clever. Now it's just time-worn.
Same with issues as a nicer way to say problems, as in, that person has issues. The problem is, this well-intentioned euphemism now seems like a cliché. Not long ago, I heard a hiking boot salesman tell a frustrated customer that she had lacing issues.
Lacing issues? Does that mean she had trouble tying her shoes?
Apparently so.
Well, anyway, the whole issue of cliches prompted Ben Yagoda, an English professor at the University of Delaware, to write an article for the Chronicle of Higher Education. He bases his views about how cliches evolve on what the British writer George Orwell had to say, which is that the lifespan of a cliché often begins with a metaphor.
Take as an example, Achilles' heel. Now, Achilles' heel is an expression that means someone's weakness, and it comes from the the legend of Achilles, who hurt his heel. In researching this piece I wrote, I came upon the fact in the Oxford English Dictionary that the first person to use Achilles' heel as a metaphor for weakness was Samuel Taylor Coleridge, the 19th century poet. And, you know, what a great idea to say this character's Achilles' heel was his pride. The problem was that it was so good that people started copying it and started talking about this person's Achilles heel and that company's Achilles heel and that team's Achilles heel until it became a cliche.
Ben Yagoda says, according to Orwell, after a long time, a popular figure of speech reaches a third stage when it becomes a dead metaphor.
And Achilles heel is at that stage now where it's sort of gone beyond cliche. No one says that to be clever or even to attempt to say something fresh or stylish. It's now at the stage of being more or less a synonym for weakness.
Despite the love-hate relationship many people have with clichés, Ben Yagoda calls them the currency of the language.
To avoid clichés, your speech and your writing would have to consist of either terms that are exactly denote what you're talking about, like, I will move the chair. I will stand up now and go. Totally dull. Or else constantly be trying to invent new metaphors or new, clever, funny, stylish expressions, which is hard. As with the example of Achilles' heel, the good thing about cliches is that they really do express a meaning in a understandable and vivid way.
Do you have some favorites?
Well, let's see. I mean, I have things that really...
Or really bother you?
Bug me, yeah. And I can't explain why, but the word arguably.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, it's sort of a cliche. It's also sort of a sloppy way of thinking and writing.
So how would you say that then, without using that cliche?
Well, it's a hedge word because you have, without using it, you have to say what you really think.
Ben Yagoda says the new thing in cliches is the growing popularity of African-American slang beyond black neighborhoods.
The ones that came to mind were things like, you go, girlfriend, back in the day we had it going on. It was old school in the hood. We were keeping it real. Don't diss that playa. Show him some love or I'll hit you upside the head. Yo, what it is. You know, African-American slang, has been historically very, very rich source of great stuff for the language. The problem is the cliche aspect, also the sort of poseur aspect that it had a certain kind of authenticity in one context, but if you have like a 14-year-old suburban white kid saying it, there's something that doesn't quite fit.
English professor Ben Yagoda at the University of Delaware. And, cliched as it may sound, that's all for this week on Wordmaster.
Our address is word@voanews.com or write to VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scurble.
It takes a platinum guts to be this cool, but I'm still just a cliche, just a cliche, just a cliche. Just a cliche. Just a cliche.
I'm just a cliche.